Will Ashcroft with his Rising Star nomination for this week. So we've had Sheasel and Ashcroft, top couple of picks in the draft, get their Rising Star noms in the first couple of weeks of the AFL. We'll see how that progresses through the year, but congratulations to that young man. Speaking of Harry Sheasel, one of his teammates at the Kangaroos is a triple premiership star from the Hawks, but now a Kangaroo, Liam Shields, who joins us on the line after the magnificent start to the year for the Kangas. New colours, Liam, good morning.
Go, Hal. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to have you with us. Are you the difference? It's not Clarko, it's you.
Well, we can start spreading that if you like. 100% strike rate at the minute, so it'd be nice to continue that this weekend.
Yes, it certainly would be, no doubt. And the Kangaroo fans are up and about, which is great to see after a couple of challenging years. 255 games with the Hawks, and then it came time to part ways with that football club. Did you think that there would be another opportunity?
Not at the time that I hung up the boots at Hawthorn. There was no approach from any other football club, and I was quite content. I had amazing 14 years at the Hawthorn Football Club, and can't thank them enough for everything they did for me. So, yeah, hung up the boots. Was looking forward to playing a little bit more golf and maybe travelling overseas for a little bit. But yeah, got a phone call from Clarko and Brady Rawlings, and they said, "Do you reckon you've got another year or so left in you?" And well, I was one of the lucky ones where I could retire. And my body was still feeling really good, so yeah, I didn't want to pass up on the opportunity. I really respect the North Melbourne Football Club and had a look at their list and really rated their list. So yeah, any way that I could have helped out down here, I was happy to do so. So yeah, really enjoying it so far.
How long did it take you to answer that question about whether or not you wanted to continue on? Did you have to think about it? Because when you make the call to retire, I mean, for most people, it's a pretty final decision, and you're ready, and mentally you're ready, and to just let go. Did you have to reset your mind to get back into it, or are you still sort of having that urge to maybe continue on at some stage?
Oh, obviously I had to chat to my wife, Claire, and see where she was at in terms of it, because, yeah, obviously it is not just about me, it's about family as well. But, yeah, there was an opportunity here, and I kind of want to get into recruiting and list management as well post-footy, so there was an opportunity to do a little bit of that part-time here at North Melbourne as well. So, to be honest, I didn't have to think about it too long. And then once Clarko got the coaching job, obviously got an enormous amount of respect for Clarko. He's had a massive influence on my footy career, but also my life in general. So, it was too good an opportunity to pass up.
So what did you walk into then? When you walked into Arden Street, the footy club's been through enormous stress in the last couple of years. What did you walk into?
I was very surprised, actually. Great group of players, great staff here that were already at the football club. So, they just need a little bit of confidence, belief. And, one thing that Clarko's done is instilled a great game plan. We all know he's probably one of the best tactical and passionate coaches going around. And it was just up to us as players to, I guess, educate ourselves on that game plan and buy into what we wanted to do. And so far, we've seen some improvement. We're not there yet. We've got a long way to go, but it is pleasing that we can get a little bit of confidence and belief out of our results on the weekend. So I'm absolutely loving my time here. The staff and all the players have been super inclusive, and it's a good environment to be in at the moment.
Have you taken on the role of one of the real leader/mentors around the place? The feedback I've got is that that's exactly the case, and you have great admiration from all and sundry in there at the Kangaroos very, very quickly. Is that something just natural to you, or is it something you've been conscious of?
Oh, I guess I had to play a little bit of that role at Hawthorn last year. They had a pretty young list as well. So, I spent a lot of my time last year working with the younger players there and trying to educate them as quickly as possible. And North Melbourne's list is probably a similar spot where they've got a lot of young guys. So, yeah, I guess I've tried to, play that on-field coach a little bit of a mentor as well. I've played under Clarko, his system before, so I understand how that works, albeit that he's come in with a lot of fresh ideas and, a few new things that he wants to try as well. So, it's a role that I'm happy to play, and, any way I can help out this football club, I want to do.
So tell us about the impact of the first 2 weeks then. I mean, I'm not sure how many people thought the Kangaroos could win two games in a row, certainly the first two games of the season. This year, when you've got a new coach, a new plan, and some serious buy-in from the group, which is what we've seen so far. I mean, what's it done to the confidence of this group and the energy of this group after two rounds that they've gone your way?
Yeah, I mean, the place is humming. The guys, unfortunately, only able to win two games for the whole last season, and they're able to do that in the first two rounds of the year. So it is good, recognition and for those boys to get a little bit of confidence and belief, in their own ability, but also the system as well. So, The place is up and about. It's nice. Hopefully we can continue that run against the Hawks Mile Bob this Saturday down in Tassie.
Yeah, so that was my next question. Are you looking forward to that opportunity? Or is not that there was any bitterness, I imagine, at the end of your time at the Hawks, but is it a bit weird, or are you looking forward to it? How do you feel about this?
Yeah, it is going to be strange. I've still got some of my best mates at the footy club in James Sisley and Luke Bruce, so it will be very strange coming up against those guys, but I'm really excited by the opportunity. And absolutely no bitterness towards the Hawthorn Football Club. I can't thank them enough for everything they did for me and my family. I was there for 14 years and made some lifelong friends. I was lucky enough to have a lot of success as well. So, they hold a special place in my heart. But, yeah, it'll definitely be strange running up against them this weekend.
How did you feel playing against Hodgie when he left and Mitch when he left and Jordan Lewis when he left? You're on that. You're that guy now. You're the one that's gone and now in the opposition colours. How do you reckon they'll feel against playing against you?
Oh, yeah, there might be a bit of lip and that out on the oval, but that's all fun and games. The same thing happened when we played against Bud when he went up to Sydney, Hodgie, Mitch when he went over to West Coast. It's all all fun and games. When you cross the white line, you're out there to get the win. And, sometimes it can get a little bit heated. That's all part of it. That's all the fun of the game. That's why we love playing.
Who's impressed you the most at the Kangas in your brief time there? Who's impressed you with their way that they prepare, stand out with their application, the talent levels? Is there anyone that stands out?
Oh, there's a lot, half, to be honest. Probably two. I had two captains, Luke McDonald and Jai Simpkin. They really lead by example. It's awesome that they get to do it together. They're very close as friends off the footy field, and they've both got different leadership styles, and they've both been fantastic driving this group forward all throughout pre-season and the first two rounds of the year. So, really impressed with the way they go about it, but there's so many guys. A few of the guys were brought into the club this season. I think we had a really good draft. We've seen what Shees can do, but there's also another number of guys. George Wardlaw played his first game in the VFL on the weekend and, went super. Also Blake Jury, Cooper Harvey, Brayden George. There's a number of guys that we brought into the footy club over the last 6 months that are really impressed. So hopefully we can get to see them at some stage this year.
Liam Shields has joined us from the Kangaroos, getting ready to tackle the Hawks, his old boys, and Clarko's old boys down in Tasmania this weekend. Shizel's doing great things. The move of Zerha to the sort of the Jack Stringer sort of midfield forward role is, as I reckon, an absolute masterstroke by Clarko. Has he got the talent to be that sort of player, the application to be that player that can impact games like Jake has done through the past and like Dustin Martin's done as that midfield forward role?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we saw with Bull, Cam, during the pre-season, he's got his running capacity to another level. He's in career best shape. So he's able to push up into the midfield. He had 26 touches, two shots on goal on the weekend. Perhaps he could have kicked them. That's, 26 touches and two goals. That's the type of stats that, Dusty and these other guys are producing. But, yeah, he's got all the attributes. You'll only get better with the more time he spends through the midfield. But to have him being able to do that is huge for the team. And it's one thing Clarko's pushed since he's come to the footy club is, being able to play, a number of different roles. And the more guys that we can get into centre bounce and spitting through different positions, the better we'll be as a side. And, Cam has shown that, he's led by example in that way. He's spent more time up the ground and you've seen the rewards now.
Is there someone in the group that you've had an opinion of as an opposition player that wasn't perhaps positive, and you've walked into the club and you've worked out they're a ripping dude?
not off the top of my head. Ben Cunnings, I always highly rated Ben Cunnings, but since I've come to the footy club, he's got even more respect in my eyes, the way that he's able to, approach he's obviously had the year off last year. He's a bit of a spiritual leader down here. The way he's approached his pre-season, the first couple of games, he's just, as I said, spiritual leader. The things he does on the field, the boys just follow. So, I always thought he was a ripper, but he's even gone up higher in my books.
I used to hate Scott Camporelli as an opposition player, then played with him, worked out he's one of the greats. That's why I asked that question, because I hated him.
Yeah.
I thought he was a pickle, but then I loved him very, very quickly. That's why I asked that. Caro last night on Classified was having a bit of a crack at Clarko for the way he was behaving, carrying on the bench on Saturday night through the game. What did you make of Clarko, or this version of Clarko, I suppose, is probably the better question, because you've seen him at the Hawks for a pretty serious and successful period. This version of Clarko, he's active, he's animated, he's engaging on the bench, he's doing great things with the players. What did you make of all that on the weekend?
Yeah, I loved it. And I know that a lot of the players loved it. We love to see his passion for the game. He's one of the most passionate people I've ever met. So to have him down on the bench, you know, being able to coach one-on-one, I don't think he even has the headphones on for most of the game. He only puts it on when, you know, he needs a structure change or something like that, or work out what's going on the box. But, you know, he's in the moment. He's coaching the players as soon as they come off the ground, which is fantastic for this young group. And, you know, the boys are really thriving off that. And it's great to see him animated and passionate about, you know, what he loves doing.
I would have thought that's pretty straightforward. I liked it anyway from what I was watching on the TV. And just tell me, what pre-game, with Daniel Howe, your former teammate at the Hawks as well, got his jumper from Winston Abraham. He was a bit of mosh in the rooms on the weekend. Tell us about Winnie being in the rooms.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. You know, have Winnie down in the rooms. He won Premiership, he won Mark of the Year, and he won Goal of the Year. So there's not many players that have done that. But, yeah, just said that North Melbourne's got a very special place in his heart. And when he came to this football club, it just felt right. And when he was saying that, yeah, obviously got a little bit emotional, as you saw. And I think that's pretty cool. I think all the players, you know, I guess realise the significance of being in this, you know, system and being in the AFL and at North Melbourne, such a great club. So yeah, it was awesome to have Winnie down in the rooms. I was lucky enough to have Daniel Harris present me with my jumper the week before, and yeah, really, really grateful for that, and you know, fantastic opportunity. And it's great to have Howie, one of my Hawthorn mates, down playing his first game on the weekend.
And it's pretty important that last couple of seconds too, just by the way.
He was. He timed it perfectly, I think. And the angles worked out so the ball would still be in play as the siren went. So, yeah, it was a good play.
Well, it's been a great start for the Kangas, and I'm sure they're absolutely wrapped to have someone of your quality amongst that squad now, Pup. And always a pleasure chatting to you, mate. Good luck this week. 1:45, Tasmania, University of Tasmania Stadium in Launceston on Sunday against the Hawks. We'll be watching. Go well.
Thanks, Huff.